A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful, with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama, for indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
I think today, hallelujah. Whose child is that?
It's my sister's child.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Is she here? No?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll see what you do. Yeah! Yeah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. The place you have come up. The place you have come to,
amen,
is a place of wonders.
Amen.
Is a place of wonders.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Imagine becoming, I was telling someone yesterday, becoming a wonder among wonders.
Amen.
Okay, among wonderful people. Eh?
Amen.
You become a wonder.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You are turning that person.
Amen.
You may have your seats. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, do we say Happy Death Day or Happy Easter? You know, some of you don't know these things. Happy Easter. Thank you, Jesus. There is a day when the Lord decided to give you his name.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. You are not called by that Kikuyu name.
Amen.
Yes.
That Kikuyu name is actually very, very inconsistent.
Amen.
Okay. Let me go to Canvas. You are not given that. Maybe here I'll be water grabbed. Okay. You are not given that Luganda whatever name. Eh? According to heavens. According to the heavens. Did you know you turned into another person because of that name?
Yes.
Hmm? Actually, that's why he died. Eh?
Amen.
Those of you who are celebrating what? Eh? Okay. Who are celebrating what you did in your head? The ultimate of it was to give you another name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You have to remember that at a certain point, you are called sickly. Hmm? You are called ugly. Yeah?
Yes.
What other name? You are called the cursed one. Eh? Remember Nabal? Eh? His name made foolish. Eh? At some point. At some point, you are called foolish. Eh?
Yes.
You are the last one in class. What? At some point, you are called that. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
For as long as you hadn't yet encountered that name, the name of Jesus. Yeah? You know, some of you think you know him, eh? But actually, you don't know him. Eh? What is his name? But you see, can you be one with that which he says? You see, his name is actually your name. Eh?
Amen.
Do you know he gave you his name?
Yes.
Do you know actually he gave you his name? Is that name sick?
No.
Is that name poor?
No.
You need to know that. Eh? Let me take it a notch higher. Eh? As you get that, he says, as he is. Okay, that's your name. Eh?
Amen.
You are the as he is. Okay, that's what Easter means. Okay, give it to us. It says, yet all, is it the one? The as he is. So you are in this world. Is it the one? Thank you, Jesus. It says, this is how love is made complete among us. I was actually going to say among us before I read this. So that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. You look for where it says, as he is. Because some people might say, ah, what? This is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence. Okay. Herein is our love. This is KJV. Made perfect that we may have boldness. Yeah? Boldness. Eh? How do you enter that office? Shaken. Eh? Okay, to the students. How? You know, we had the habit, you know, there were some what teachers who used to beat, yeah? Not even punish, but beat, yeah? So you know, you'd see, this guy has come, And then we used to call them Madam Beater. You see, Or, what? Master Beater, You see, Now that was their name. You see, you get it. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, not to shake, not to be intimidated, and in the day of judgment. Now, this day of judgment has really messed up a lot of fellows. Someday we shall talk about it. Because as he is, so are we. Did he say in heaven? You see, in this, can you imagine? You can actually find that path where you are like as he is. He's elevated, he is glorified. You are that person.
Yes.
Again, as we're talking this thing, even after what you are.
Amen.
When he decided that you be like that, he knew you had habits here and there. Let me tell you what has happened before I came. There is a guy I needed to give 500, but as like God, this guy has delayed. Kube was actually some guy, was a waiter somewhere. So, okay, when you smile, I will give you 500. I have it here. Okay, smile, let me see what's there. So this guy comes and says, hi, pastor. Said, I'm not a pastor. I thought he would actually get offended. But actually, the guy who had came in full swing. Said, now, he also gave me another name. I love Nigerian pastor. Said, man. So I look at myself, man. Who's Nigerian? You see, I thought I looked 70, okay. So, you see, so we continue. Pray for me. I want to stop cigaretting. I actually said that. Not even smoking, I said, cigaretting. I said, I told him, do you know actually, the Lord is not judging you because you are smoking? Okay. Let me also say another thing that will baffle some. I don't know whether you come back or not. Because again, some of you have never encountered the grace of God. Even to doubt, damn it. You know, professionally, I'm a social worker. Professionally. Professionally. But you see, That's not my accolade. You see, there is a higher, greater wisdom than that. The wisdom of actually laying hands and then some guy actually what? Gets healed. Or their pockets increase and get this thing out. Now there's also another wisdom. Work hard. There's also that wisdom. You want your miracle? 21 days of praying and fasting. Yeah, pray hard. Okay. There was a day the Lord actually used that wisdom. And then some guys were just there. So Jesus looked around. Remember the blind guy? So he looks around and says, okay, let me pull out some more beer. Can I pull? Okay. So he put his saliva in what? God is spitting. Imagine, now they are looking. He's going to build a house, maybe. But okay. So you get what? I think they are. They went nuts. Wow! Then you go and wash your face. Instantly, the guy's pockets were what? You want me to say that he saw it? You see again, that's actually so religious. To get, his word. Instantly, okay, to our level. Instantly, he got healed.
Amen.
Okay, instantly, he got married. Yes. I know you desire to be married. I said instantly got married.
Yeah.
Instantly got that job.
Amen.
His desirable job.
Yes.
Now if you don't understand the prophetic language, and you see this is the dispensation, the devil likes it or not. Realize that even pastors who are, let me say men of God, who are against the prophetic, 2, 3, 5 years ago, now I have a prophetic word for the year. And then they come, the Lord says, you will grow in faith. Some people will die, and others will fall sick. At the end of the day, we shall all die. You see? And you look at guys, man, like, okay. There is a conference I went to in 2017, I was telling someone. So they had, I prophesied to some guys around that church. Somewhere. I don't know when the people, what? When some people, what? You see? So, this guy is a prophet. Actually, see, this guy has tendencies of prophesying. So he told the brother. The brother was, yo! I said, okay. So he comes. So I want, no, you stick to what you know. The Lord shall actually bless you. Your reward is in evangelism. Okay. I would say how the story ended. Let me switch to another story. Is it? There's a guy, 2017 again, when we were still at that place, Norwich Union. This time I've got it right. Nobody forget it. So I told this guy that you are an evangelist, but now the Lord says that we shall go places. I saw my one swallow me up. Then about 15 people were 10-15. Then I told him that your place is actually in Ushango. Ushango, those of you who are coming from some Greek land, Ushango is village, so. So I saw the guy fighting it. Even my father, actually, I now remember, my father also gave a prophecy to some guy many years ago. that now the Lord has given you the eastern side of that Greek land. Okay, Uganda. So, no! God of the city, I'm also one. You see, you can actually miss it. You understand? Yet actually, you increase. Remember how it disturbed Peter? Eh?
Yes.
Remember? It disturbed Peter until a television had to come. It says, go, hammer it and eat it. You remember? Okay, some of you don't know translations. Eh? Say, so, eat what? Eat what? They are really concentrated on what? Jerusalem. Jerusalem. she knows this song. You dance, right? Do you dance? You got it. Okay. So, she what? No, here. Not here. So now he went out. And he was super blessed. You see how you can actually really refuse it? Remember, that was actually through Cornelius and what? You see it? So the guy got offended. Today, as we speak, he cannot make a congregation of even 10 people. Now a name prophet is just what? Yet we shall go. Was the place? Eastern. Okay. Eastern. Where is this water? So they actually fought it until actually he never came back. Say, man, until now you start calling us false prophets. Remember 2019, I found him somewhere there at Kencom. And the guy is what? Think, well, what? Look at this guy. Can you imagine? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is giving you a new name.
Amen.
Actually, he gave you a new name, only that you don't know. When he resurrected.
Amen.
You remember when he died? Let's repeat this. Time after time, I've been telling you this. When he died, he didn't die alone. He died with your old name. Eh? The cursed one. Eh? Yeah? Komakech. You know some names are. Eh? Komakech, doesn't it mean the cursed one? Eh? Who is what? Yeah? Some of us actually have been given such names. Eh? To make the last one. What? Last what? No! You see, after all, he says that the last shall be the what? And it's actually there. He soothed your feelings. He thought about you somehow. You see, I said the last shall be the first.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, before that, he wasn't yet glorified. Before then, he wasn't yet elevated. But you see, he had an encounter with the heavenlies. Let me show it to you. That's, I think, Matthew 16, where Peter was given a new name. Matthew 16, start from verse 13. Matthew 16. Yeah, you just put 16 instead of 20. Because you are over delaying. Yeah. So, when Jesus came into the coasts, I desire to go to the coast. I'm reading this. Okay. Is it 9 now? Coast!
Yes!
Is it for what? No, just to chill out there. To chill out, man. You see, the Lord believes in enjoying. You have to believe that. I said, cause school fees, what? No, just for you to enjoy it. I'm telling someone, you see, Some of you work hard, save, because school fees, in between there's 1 week. You are the Lord, you know, you are when the Lord tells you now, you see that school fees, eh? I want you to go to the coast, eh? And just chill out. And then you shall send me up there. Say, okay. You know what I'm talking about. Eat it.
Amen.
And you see, amen. False prophet, still has to eat school fees. He has to eat school fees.
Oh,
yes, you can take a month without eating a burger. I love Jesus. I see some guy here who loves burgers. I used to it, but now. Once in a while. You see that? You see it? Okay. So let me leave that. You have to go to these restaurants. Good ones. Kathy knows what I'm talking about. I almost called her here to say her story. She got liberated in that area. When you're passing there with your children, you are. The kid cannot get a spear for a bag of money. And then the Holy Ghost says, man, you eat that thing. And then you see my hand. She's there. After eating, you got a miracle. You got miracle money. Immediately after eating. How much did you eat? 1,000. And it was the only money you had. You didn't have it. Imagine. Actually, from there, I don't see she had it. And then what happened afterward? Immediately now, who sent you the money? You understand that? Can you imagine you're depriving yourself of a burger? Eh? Jesus proved that to us. Eh? Eh? Said, hey, I need to buy a burger. Don't have a burger. Oh, Peter, you can. In that fish there.
Amen.
Meaning money is everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. Now how do I get it? You are in the right place.
Yes.
No one comes here and remains the same. If you are alert in the spirit, I'm telling you the truth.
Yes. Yes.
At least I'm not telling you stories. Eh? Opening someone. Open. Number two. And the guy looks for it and it's not. Where did you put my notes? You see it? You see it? And actually that's the guy who is really bashing the prophetic. The thing actually that should bless him and increase him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, you are sure you're telling me to eat this? Yes. Eat. Let me remind you, remember Elijah? Eh? Yeah? When he was disturbed, what? And the Lord said, maybe this guy is hungry. He said, now what? Because he was angry, he was hungry. Yeah? Yet he has a load man to cater for. So, you first eat, man. Baga, what? Nyamachoma. It was actually Nyamachoma, isn't it? You first eat. And then when he ate, he was alive. Lord, what were you saying? You see, can you imagine? Mentalities. Some of you fear to save, to be blessed, to save, saving to be blessed. Okay, saving to enjoy. Yeah? What if the Lord tells me to give out all this money? No, He will know when. For now, safe to enjoy. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Now that's not religious saving.
Yes.
Okay. I should stop that topic. Some guys are what? You are. It's not sitting well. Eh? No, we are saving for sometimes calamity. Miscellaneous, some things, what? For you, real world, you see, that's a wrong world. You see that? You are occupying a wrong place. Yeah? Who said you to go to France? Let's get back here. When Jesus came into the coasts, yeah? Okay, beaches. The Holy Ghost says a lot of things here. I don't know whether to stay here or what. You see? The coasts of Uganda.
Yes.
Not the northern.
Because
it's dirty. Eh? But the southern. Now some of you now. You see? It's that in the northern, the coast of Uganda, the coast of what? Zanzibar there, eh?
Yes.
Mozambique there, eh?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All the coastal line of America.
Yes.
The coast. You understand, eh?
Yes.
Okay, let's move. You see, Philip, he asked his disciples, say, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He was looking for a name here, eh? Eh? Do you know what they didn't tell him, eh? Because he was hanging out a lot with girls, eh? Full kid. You are so promiscuous. Now that's a religious guy. Okay. Some guy asked me, why is it that in your ministry they are all girls? Why? But you see, now that's a religious mentality. Another guy failed to get the real blessing. Okay. They replied. You see, they had all names about him. Just like they had names. They have had names about you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Even some of your mothers. Even if you want, you will not get married. You see, that's a name. You never amount to anything. Yeah? Okay. I hope you are catching something.
Yes.
No wonder a lot of people are working in such mentalities. Eh? They've actually become their guiding kind of factor. They reach somewhere and then they drop. They reach somewhere and then they drop. Knock walls, ceilings back. Because they still carry something. Something still reminding them, eh? That you won't. Even Chris Kirby reached there and then he died. So who are you? So the Lord is really trying to get something here. Eh? And I'll show it to you. It comes after an encounter. You understand? Eh? For you to get a new name, eh? You must have encountered something. Okay. The King David, looked at him and remembered. After killing Goliath, another name was added. Remember, he took what? Saul's daughter.
Yes.
Actually, he said, wait a minute. Whoever kills this guy, what? They get what? Imagine a motivation. Okay, some of you have mistakes. Okay, you mean when I go to that fellowship, I'll get married? Eh? Yes. You see? Yes. Okay. I'm liberating singles who want to be what? Eh? You see? Just need to look at her and say, oh, okay. Okay. I said singles. Eh? Some say John the Baptist. So they actually lowered him to that level. Yes, John the Baptist was one of the greats, but actually there was something greater. You'll see it. Have you got it? I wanted to catch something here, eh? And then run with it. Eh? Did you know you are not supposed to be like that?
Yes.
Okay, that one I've said it. Eh?
Yes.
Leave Kawangwada alone.
Yes.
You see, eh? Others, you see. Other family members.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that you went to, you know, you went with to school. Eh? Say, even in high school, she was like that. From man after man after man, that's what actually they've actually come to know about. You understand? Eh? Remember Paul's name? Eh? From Saul to Paul. Murderer. To now, a giver of grace. Until actually started now posting in it. Eh? So, in my grace. No, say the grace of God. Say the grace of God. Say no.
Amen.
Okay. And then you think that actually stopped with who? With Paul. Eh?
Yes.
Even today.
Yes.
Okay, let me say it out loud. Eh?
Amen.
For me, the grace of my father, Prophet Elvis, serves me well. If you want,
yes.
I was
Amen.
And still, you see, it's an ongoing kind of thing. Year after year, they're telling you the same thing. Yeah, Bob, you started a shop. What? Biashara? Who told you to start? Do you know the conundrums? Do you know the conundrums? Do you know the conundrums? It means difficult problems. Conundrums. Do you know the ups and downs? Also, my uncle's shop got burnt. Save some money. Never know. You see where they try to tell you, to take you. He's giving you another name. That's not your name.
Yes. Amen.
Before you had a believing name, then some guy's dragging you into the fluctuating tree. The fluctuating name. He's even telling you, save some money. Just in case the shop gets burnt. Now you see you are saving because the shop will get burnt. Jesus. I'm young to save to go to the costs. Eh?
Yes.
Actually, it calls them costs. And some of you think that actually the only cost is there. Eh? In some place. Eh? What? Mombasa. Eh? There is also Maldives.
Yes.
There is also Maldives.
Yes.
Okay. Can't imagine, eh? Just the chilling man. No, take this back. I want the other. Some guys can't believe in your reason. I say it. It is there on the menu, but now you are asking for another. No, you take it back. No, do you have? Where will the money come from? You see, now that's the problem. Eh? Now you've actually now also named yourself another name. Where will the money come from? Name. Okay. Who is this God to you? Who only gives you money through a job? Okay, I repeat that. Who only gives you healing through a hospital? A hospital is bad, no, okay, on that level, eh? You see, eh? But also, okay, let me leave that in. Some guys might stop me. And still others, Jeremiah was one of the greats, but still, there's something higher than that. Do you know, so he told you, one of the names he gave you is that you will do greater things. Okay.
Amen.
Solomon was rich. Can you imagine he wants to give you more than Solomon?
Amen.
He says that. He said that someday. See, the greater than Solomon is here. Not only in wisdom, but also his wealth. A greater than. I believe me on this. A greater one in fashion and design is here.
Amen.
A greater than someone in production is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You understand? Eh? Yes. I said that looking at you. Eh? You are called into great, great, great production. Eh? Did you know it? You man in black. Yes. See? Huh? Okay, I don't know whether it's also in what? In being a mother of many. Okay. Some of you have missed it. Well, you have many children, look. As we talk, we're opening up homes. Eh?
Amen.
You understand? Actually, that's what it means. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. You know the greatest miracle that has ever happened here on earth,
eh?
Is a virgin giving birth.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
It wasn't people resurrecting and coming back to life, because actually they had seen it before. Eh? Even when Jesus actually did it. Eh? See, that one did it. So, our father Elijah did it. Yeah? They started now. bring some good shots. You see? Eh? Okay, spit in the mud. Eh? Now, another one that really messed them up. Eh? When he said, your sins are what? Forgiven. Ah! There they came. They came for him. You can forgive you. Okay. We did it there. He said, you do greater things. Okay. Let me not say it. Some, you see. But what about you? He asked. Now, bring it to yourself. What do you call yourself? Because then you are found in him. You see, I said Easter means as he is. You are the as he is. You can actually, he died. You can actually get stuck in those religious mentalities. You understand? And then you forget that actually something resurrected from within you. Something, you know, something became alive. And then in a greater measure, something.
Amen.
You see, you know, it didn't stop at just resurrecting. He ascended as well. He showed you where you belong. Then he says, you were seated. You are seated with him in the heavenly places. Now that's Easter.
Amen.
Those of you are looking for, okay, now I'm giving a sermon to those guys out there. Sermons for Easter. He died. He was what? You see? But what about you? He's being emphatic here. He asked, then, who do you say I am? You understand? There is trying to erase all names, unnecessary names, cursing names. You understand? Because you see, let me bring it home. Before he came, you were living under that fallenness, the cursed kind of world. You understand? And then he comes, and then he does some magic around when you went down in hell and whatever, and then he brings you into this newness, into this oneness with him. You see that? So we ask him, is he still on the cross? No, me, I'm Catholic. You know it. No, you say, oh, that was a... I'm Catholic. Now you see, Catholicism, Islam, Protestantism, all those have inconsistencies. But you see, he gave you what we call that incorruptible name. For as long as you can say that... And you see, let me also bring it home. Things of I am Kenyan. I'm an American. For as long as you can say those things, you are depriving yourself of certain things. For us Kenyans, now you see, now you've entered now their realm of operation. Yeah? Until now you start running up and about for fuel. No, it's affecting everyone. Are you sure? Okay, I'll leave it at that. You see, you can be stuck in things, and then you leave a world of the rest of the Kenyans. You are above that. You are above the Kenyanness. You are above Ugandanness.
Amen.
You are above Rwandanness.
Amen.
You are above Americanness. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
You are above that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a new name. There's a new name. That name knows no stagnation. Actually says it knows no end. And your kingdom will know no end. You can find that kingdom in that name. And his glory shall know no bounds. For the majesty and power all these kingdoms keep has come. And his kingdoms with that name, and his kingdoms rule, and his kingdoms power and authority. Now that's your name.
Amen.
God's righteousness revealed. Righteousness, to mean the perfection of it, is revealed. See, am I righteous? Yesterday I sinned. Today, I like what I said. Even tomorrow. You see, you are in the wrong place. For as long as you still carry the sin consciousness, quote me well, the sin consciousness, that thing will mess you up And then it will call you off where you have to be on and attuned and given that job. Am I deserving? Am I the one? Yes, you are. Because of his name.
Amen.
And you go there in his name.
Amen.
The incorruptible name.
Amen.
Not the stuck name. Imagine a Jesus who's walking this earth. I say, how much is that? How much is that? How much is that? Okay. You go to the supermarket. You see, that's not my word. Let me go to size B. You see, how much is the fuel now? You guys, and you know the problem is some of you are still stuck in that doubt. You think that life is not real. It's the most real. It is, you occupy that mindset, then it starts to actually happen around you. Start to make things around you. Yeah? Okay. Even the hard-headed boss starts to show you favor. Yeah?
Amen.
Yeah, can you imagine? He says, how are you? Yeah? And then some of you think, actually, that's a big thing. You see, but what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Now you see, while that was happening, something on the inside of Peter was boiling. He's encountering something. Go down and you see it. Says, Simon Peter answered. While others were giving chorus answers, what? Yeah, what? You know, he had an encounter. As actually having an encounter now. Eh?
Yes.
You see, you're catching on to something different. Eh? Then he said, but Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah. Says, the Son of the living God. Go down. Jesus replied, blessed are you. Can you imagine? Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, by mentalities around. It was not given to you by your shosho in Ushago. My grandmother's. You see, you can actually live. Some of you are very funny. You are still living under the mentalities of your shosho. My shosho told me concerning marriage. And you see, you fly with that. Eh? Let me stop there. Actually, there's those funny mother's mindsets. And then you see a person clinging to that. They're actually being deprived of something which can actually be revealed of the spirit concerning marriage. No, my shosho said, if a man beats you, also. You know those things. Blessed are you. Put your name there. That's how you read the scriptures. Eh? Blessed is who? Son of Jonah. You see, now the Lord is really completing the real identity of Peter. Before it wasn't like this. Actually, this is when we say that when you know him, he gets to know you. It's not the other way around. No, he knows my name. It's written on whatever. But how does he know you? Yeah? Now he says, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood. So there's actually something that revealed that to Peter. You see, eh? Then he said, but by my Father in heaven, which is the Spirit of God, go down. And I tell you that you are Peter. Can you imagine this? Eh? So you mean Jesus didn't know him? Eh? Now he knows him in another, you know, another angle. Something has happened. He has encountered some things. And then the name changes. The pockets change. We need to emphasize that place, you know, just. I said the pockets change.
Amen.
They cannot change until you have an encounter. You see, eh? Because you see, the name they've been having is decrease and decrease. May you decrease what? As I decrease. No, it's not that. The reason why you increase him, I mean, you know, the reason that's why you decrease yourself, eh, is to encounter him so that actually he may increase you.
Amen.
That's why he says, may I decrease as you increase. Because his name has a way it triggers things around. You guys. Yes, I hope you are. Okay. You'll wake up on a miracle and make it. Yes. Okay, I believe in miracles.
Amen.
Okay, you are just there telling people miracles. Tell people to work hard. You see, miracles don't come through working hard. That one you have to know it. Miracles come by the mercies of God. Because the Lord lives in the miraculous and is gracious anyway.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You understand it? And also, it's not recognizable. Mercy. This one, if I don't come, no, it's not like that. His mercies do not come upon you because you stopped to cigarette like that guy. Cigarette. You see, there is a prostitute who is actually the whole of him, you know, of heaven. Eh? Rahab. Rahab. Actually, that was even worse than the Samaritan babe. At least the Samaritan babe. She was about to get the sixth one. And now the road now. This one for rent, this one for school fees, this one for... You guys. Okay, let me stop there. Now I'm doing biashara, biashara. They are five are enough. Everything has been catered for her. You see, Jesus saved the man. Maybe those boys would even actually gang up some then. You know. The sixth one was at the verge somewhere. Somewhere, let me save this. Because you see the revelation there is that Jesus was thirsty to give a revelation, eh, to someone. He was thirsty. He hungered, not angered. He hungered to pass on something which was really burning on the side of him. And then a prostitute, zoop, bumped into that miracle. Do you realize, okay, let me bring it home. Do you realize that none of them, eh, both Jesus and the what? And that kagale. Eh? Yeah? None of them actually took that water. So it was something different.
Yes.
You understand now?
Yes.
Jesus, the hunger and the thirst he had, it was actually the hunger and the thirst of revelation. Who can I pass this to? You see that? Eh? You can as well put yourself there. Lord. You see it? Eh? If you are hungering to pass on a certain, I'm here. I am, Lord, I'm here. Again, create an atmosphere where he can actually find you. Please don't doubt him. Eh? You understand? Eh? Imagine, no one took that water. And then Jesus triggered something which that babe didn't know. Yeah? An an evangelist. Instant, boom. Instant. Instant. And the whole week he knows about God. Okay. I looked into her. Yeah? Of course not Kidura. Yeah? Okay, they have to get the Lord. This revelation. Eh? The increasing revelation. Eh? You see it? Eh? Okay, says. No, go back. And I tell you that you are Peter. Instantly his name changed by the Spirit. And on this rock, and on this rock,
Amen.
Not Peter. Mm-hmm. I'll build my church. Not Peter. Again, I repeat, not Peter. Peter, the first pope. The first pope, not that. Pastor Sam knows this thing. And Mr. and some lady around here. And some guy. Not Peter, the first pope. He actually meant that on this rock, that rock is called the rock of revelation. Because remember when he said that this was not revealed to you by any other thing but by the Spirit of God. Then the Lord says, on that thing, the revealing thing, the rock of revelation, I'll increase you money-wise.
Amen.
Now you get it. Eh?
Yes.
Not flesh and blood. Because flesh and blood will tell you work harder. That syndrome has to cease in your mind.
Amen.
You see, that rock, the rock of revelation. Because how was Jesus revealed to Peter? By revelation. That's why the Lord is emphasizing that wasn't revealed to you by your show. You get it now.
Yes.
Now he says, on this church, upon that rock, I'll start my church. So the church of God has to be revelational. You understand?
Yes.
The church of revelation. And what is revelation? It is the word of God. According to his realm, there's a way he sees things. Peter got it this day. You understand?
Yes.
Imagine getting a boyfriend by revelation.
Amen.
Then you stop telling us, pray. Pray hard and prophet. Things are worse. You remember the boyfriend you prophesied? But now I don't know. It's only you, prophet, who can stop it. It's only you. Imagine your marriage being run by revelation. The church. That's how actually he runs. He wants to run his church. You. Imagine you get that job by revelation. Not the things of, yeah, I am well connected. You wait when the connections go bazaar. Then you come back. Hey, prophet. You swear, you what? Because again, imagine you start traveling by revelation.
Amen.
It is the sweetest thing.
Yes.
Not so.
Yes. Amen.
Imagine you get promoted by revelation.
Amen.
Because the church needs it. That's why he says that you are the light.
Amen.
Do you know what light is? Revelation. He says, you are the light. You are that revelation. You are the light. You are. At first he was, and then he passed it on to you. He says, now you.
Amen.
Remember? Says, he's the light of the world. Somewhere, I think that's, somewhere. He says, now you. Light? In terms of what? When we look at you, all debates end. Whether Jesus can heal instantly. You see, when I can actually give this, and all it makes is you are the light. You are. Now, I want you now to use you as that revelation to them. Amen. You become that episode instantly.
Amen.
Don't postpone it.
Amen.
Don't say, if God wants, He will heal me. No. There you are not the light. You are not carrying the revelation of God. Yeah? Straight from we shall go. You come and lead them. Now I'm saying these things prophetically. I said, straight from we shall go, village.
Yes.
And then they see a village chap. Remember David. From we shall go. Okay, wilderness. Okay, most of you know and understand. Okay, from the desert, tending to sheep. You want me to say that? Eh? Catch the revelation. Eh? Straight from there, boom, boom. Straight from being a receptionist. And then somehow, they can't understand. This one deserves here. that has nothing to do with hard work, you people. I'm telling you the truth. You increase that revelational truth. You increase it, increase it, increase it. No wonder I say that. Meditate upon this thing day and night. Not to flip. Mm-hmm. You know, I've read, you remember that person, my son has read the Bible from Genesis to what? To Revelation. Then I looked at the guy and I'm like, man, something is contradicting here. There's also a lady there, okay, she's not, 2017. You see, now I am in Matthew. Now, as we talk, I'm in Matthew. But you see, there is no experience. Those scriptures, again, we say, they're supposed to actually usher you or aid you in the realm which cannot be stopped. You are not going to miss out on heaven because you didn't know scriptures. That one, I've said it. Okay, imagine a guy who has been an atheist his entire life. And then on the deathbed, he proclaims Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. Oh, who was actually bashing what? And then, boom, he sneaks there. And no, read your Bible, pray every day. Has it brought you results as you want them? It's wrong. It is religious. Is it wrong to read scriptures? No. Is it bad to pray? No. Do you realize actually that at some point you don't pray and then you get the money? It is by His mercy. So it's not the read, you read. Okay, how many? I've been to places of worship. Who has a hard copy? Okay. You know, at some point I've also been accused. But where's the pulpit? Okay, we shall bring it for that guy's reward. Because for you, a pulpit is what? Is more important than what we spit out. We shall bring it, sir and madam. Remember when we went for a tent meeting. Show me your Bibles. Okay, declare. It says what I said. It says what I am. I'm like, Jesus. I do what I say. I'm like, yeah. This one group has been there before. You see? Now that's military. It says what? It says what I say. And you do see what I do. Okay. You'll be there. Oh! But this guy here, I doubt his word. Which Bible school did he go? I've never been to a Bible school and I will not go there. Because I carry much more than what your Bible school has taught you.
Amen.
That's why Jesus messed them up. Just laying hands. Just laying hands and he gets the job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you stop praying, you see, yeah, because even the laying of the hands, it wasn't just laying. You see, there is something was passing on because he carried it. I said, now this one wants it, this one needs it. Now he laid hands, and whoever. At a certain point, actually, it was full, and then it started overflowing. Now that which was really overflowing, he started now giving it out, giving it out, giving it out. When his time came, sure, he checked out. I said, now, continue. Continue, even in a much greater way. Continue. You know that Nigerian saying, continue. I tell you that you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Not the building. Eh? Not the four walls. Eh? Not the jacaranda. Where's your church? And I said, you mean fellowship? No, your church. Because now fellowship has been taken as, okay, gather, we take some tea. Actually, some of you come here with that later. You expect cups of tea? What? Maybe we should start it at all. Just to liberate some guys. I thought it was what? Fellowship. This is church. This is church. Yeah? Well, you come and what? Talk about what? Now for us, you took it to another level. You understand? Eh? And the gates, can you imagine? And the gates of hell, okay. And no boss can stop you. Man, eh? I tell someone, when you are meant to travel, and you've already seen yourself there, this guy is in the aeroplane. Okay, attention, attention. Exit, emergency exit. For you've seen yourself there in America, they can only show you exit doors and emergencies. Gates of hell. You understand? We are not living by emergencies and what, uncertainties, just in case. No! You have to suffocate that mentality. You have to. You see, will I become this or not? What? You see, will I get that job or not? It's because it is not the reigning factor. The life of God is not the reigning factor in you. We call it the soil. The God kind of life. It's not raining. Not okay, rain. It's not rain. It's not parent in your heart around you. You see, eh? Are you the kind who is really what? I think I'm going to get divorced. Then what? You see, eh? Uncertainties here, uncertainties there. There is a covering here. Yes. Once you entangle yourself with it. It covers you properly and it actually increases you. Shoot! Imagine. There is no way you can start up something that dies.
Yes.
That's one of the things he died for. You see, eh? That's why he resurrected. You start it, it somewhere he says in the book of in the book of Psalms, he says that. Thou shalt not let my Holy One see decay. Bring it to us. Can you imagine that? Thou shalt not. I was telling someone yesterday. Thou shalt not. Matthew, is it 19 or 16? One of the two. You need to increase your speed. He says, thou shalt not let. In the book of Psalms, it says, Psalm 16, yes. It says, therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. Nothing about you is decaying. You get it. Eh? Nothing. Even that relationship that you have started there. Eh? You think, okay, if it's your desire. Again, we can't actually impose these things on you. It's your choice. Okay, that's the one. That's the one. Okay. You see, we have men of God that put together that which is not supposed to. What man, what God has, what? You see, that's why when you come to us, there you go slow. Actually, most of the times I tell you to go slow because I'm telling you, you leave it. No, prophet told me to go slow. Some of you have, you have at least encountered this from this. There, go slow. You insist. You see, Prophet, are you the one going to pay for my what? Then you become like the Samaritan babe. For school fees, for rent, for water. You went where the guy said, pesa imesha. And then you come to us now, we are full. Okay. Because you will not. Give me another version of it. Because you will not abandon. No. For thou will not leave my soul in hell. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Can you imagine your body can't see corruption? It becomes incorruptible.
Amen.
I've been telling people, I think I told Dr. Jam, the last time I saw you in hospital, it's coming now to 18 years. You know that life is real. And I told the doctor, so don't say that I told what. I told him. Thank God he's a remnant doctor, so he didn't say, what? Okay, for that level, you can still go there. But the day you actually catch something greater, you actually realize that, Kumbi, you see, your marriage, you man in black, it can't see decay. I'm telling you the truth. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Let me begin prophesying. Can you imagine? Give me another version still. He's a holy one. He calls you his holy one. For you will not leave my soul in show, which is here. Nor will you allow your holy one to see decay, which is corruption. Imagine this, you guys. That actually now you take on this shape. Nothing. Actually, he has ever demonstrated it with the children of Israel when they were crossing. The clothes grew up with them, until some guys made fun of some guy. We shall not say the name. Why is your what? Did you pass through what? No. You see, everything is appreciating about you. That's actually what it means. I don't know why they are still laughing. Maybe they've seen some guy. I said, I didn't mention it. You see, okay, you laugh. I realize some guy, man, did you pass through that good and everything? Thing is, what? As was growing, the thing was. Don't know whether bigger or what. You see, the scripture is here. And I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out. Pastor Sam, you missed that. hang out with us. A new sandal. Shoes. Imagine. I've not worn out on you. Here is actually saying that everything is in the realm of, you know, appreciation. It is appreciating in value. Can you imagine? Those of you who say, "Oh, I'm growing old, what? Can't you see the gray hair?" You actually know. Do you know you can stop there and then, you are stuck in growth. Okay, ladies. You can actually. I know that place. It happened to Moses. 120 years. The eyes were not falling in. It happened to Sarah. The king looked at her, says, "I want that one. Are you getting me that one? I want to bow." Okay. Are you see it? Let me baffle some religious mindsets here. Remember Esther Hadassah?
Yes.
Esther Hadassah.
Yes.
Hmm? That Kagan. You see, scripture says that, and you know, she was youthful and whatever. Do you know actually the true understanding of it? She was actually in her 70s. People that have actually studied theology here will actually approve. Now, I'm not telling you to go to study what. I know you've come across. She was actually in her 70s. That is the Hadassah. See, that one, or that one, or that one, that one. No, 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 that one. No, King, maybe you are, it's this one. So you can never call yourself off.
Yes.
With age. You mean me? Also, the opposite happened with the birth of Jesus. You know that babe was actually 13, 14 years. Some of you think, you see, you've actually studied a lot of human rights. Until now you puff and what? Yeah, if I remember, well, at that level, he defied that. 14 years, poop. Did you know that? You think she was in her 20s? Let me bring you to another one. How old was Isaac when he was going to be powered on that car here? You think he was what? He was, I saw a young boy there. You see? Or you think she was actually, he was this age? No. Actually, he was in his 20s. That's why he was of age. Truly understanding what was, that's why he actually asked, "Where is the lamb? Where is the lamb?" You know, such a kid cannot say, "Well, what?" You know, he was not 9 years. You see, the king loved Esther more than all. Some of you ladies who are not married, catch the revelation here.
Amen.
You was really calling yourself off. That's why. Find yourself somewhere around here. I'm seeing what. Okay. You positioned yourself. Yeah? Not that. Well, this makeup, yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. But now there's something which starts to ooze on the inside of you. And it brightens the outside. And you, okay. That one. That happens actually with Job. Until my father said, what? Tuesday. Yeah? This last Tuesday. He said, you can actually wear a perfume. Eh? The most expensive one. Eh? But actually you remain smelling like nuts. Man. But it's actually so expensive, eh? Meaning that the smelling, you know, that good smelling, It is beyond the outside. It is on the inside. It starts to ooze on the inside of you. And what? And that's it. And that's it. You understand? Eh? You are there. What? Piercing wrinkles. What? Yeah. The day you catch this revelation, yeah, your husband will take you out and out and out and
Amen.
Out. Out. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all of them. More than the girls who had him say.
Yes.
You see, a prophet you stole. I won't stole. There's something you have to catch here. Eh? You see, because you know how they value virgins, eh? A lot. Eh? I don't know whether it's today or okay. So he set the royal crown upon her head. Can you imagine it? Eh? And made her queen instead of Vashti. Remember this funny garden? Then the king made a great feast. The feast of Esther. They celebrate you. They have nothing but to celebrate you. But that which they are celebrating comes on the inside of you. You understand? Eh?
Yes.
The beauty you carry is on the inside.
Yes,
the day you actually realize that, eh, you start glowing. Let me tell you, Moses refused to die until the Lord said, "Man, you come." Let also others eat that money. You missed the point. Let the rest also eat the money. You come. Say what my father didn't say. When King Uzziah died, I started eating the money. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, we eat the money. I'm telling you. Why are you killing your people? Why are you killing your friends? Wicked in scripture. When the wicked perish, you eat the money. You want me to say that you are there are shouts of joy, because you see, some of you need to make the shout of joy when you have the guy here. Here! So you stop looking at price tags and then getting scared of some what? Chambers. Eh? Don't you see price fuel? Don't you see price fuel? It has affected what? Don't you see corona? You see, eh? That's the wrong report. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose, to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.